This week was supposed to be relatively uneventful at the Oklahoma State Capitol, but that's not how it turned out at all, after news broke Tuesday night about an investigation into State Senator Ralph Shorty. As part of our Capitol Insider series, KGOU's Dick Pryor spoke with Sean Ashley from eCapitol about legislators' reaction to the investigation and what lies ahead at the State House.
Sean, the big Capitol news of the last few days involves Oklahoma City State Senator Ralph Shorty. The legislature often acts slowly, but the Senate moved swiftly after news broke that the Moore police were investigating Senator Shorty.
That's correct. The activity really began on Wednesday morning when it appeared there were a series of meetings involving a number of different legislators, perhaps related to that issue. Abruptly, late Wednesday morning, the Senate took a recess and the Senate Republicans began caucusing behind closed doors. Senator Mike Shulls, when he was asked as he came out from that caucus whether he would like to address the issue, said not at this time. Of course, he did later in the day. And then when the Senate reconvened in the afternoon, they fairly quickly took up a resolution which stripped Senator Shorty of most of his legislative privileges. He can no longer use his office. His name was removed from the various legislation of his which was still alive. He can't even use his parking space. This happened rather quickly, less than 24 hours after the initial report of the investigation, and now we have to wait and see what happens next.
A deadline is looming for a little less than half the bills that are still alive.
That's correct. On Thursday, March 23rd, the deadline for bills to be heard in their chamber of origin will come. And there are a number of pieces of legislation out there that are somewhat controversial that are still awaiting consideration. Senator Josh Perkin has his Oklahoma Science Education Act, which would allow teachers to insert their own beliefs into the education curriculum. He and Senator Joseph Silk also have a couple of pieces of legislation which opponents say would further discrimination in the state of Oklahoma. On the House side, we are also waiting to see if Representative J.J. Humphrey's father notification bill related to abortions is heard.
New state revenue numbers are out. Are they as bad as expected?
You know, surprisingly, they were not. Back in February, a revenue failure was declared, indicating that revenue collections were going to be less than expected and a nearly $35 million budget cut was implemented. However, collections through the first 8 months of the fiscal year are at 98% of the estimate. And revenue failure occurs when revenue collections drop below 95% of the estimate. So finance officials must really be anticipating a precipitous decline in revenue collections in these last 4 months of the fiscal year. It is rather unusual to see numbers this good when a revenue failure has been declared.
Where would those poor numbers occur?
There are a variety of taxes which could be effective. We've been hearing good things from the oil patch, for example, so you would expect to see gross production taxes come up, although there has been a slight dip in prices because of oversupply. That then could affect income tax and sales tax, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Two tax trigger bills have passed.
That's right. As you may recall, there had been some discussion about the automatic individual income tax reduction that would take place when revenues began to recover. One of those bills by Senator Roger Thompson, a Republican from Okemo, simply eliminates the trigger altogether, so the decline from 5% to 4.85% would not occur unless lawmakers came back in and passed something new. A second bill by Senator Marty Quinn, a Republican from Claremore, sets a new calculation. It says that revenues would have to be at least $7.5 billion plus the cost of the individual income tax rate reduction before that could occur, and that would be many years down the road.
What else should we watch for in the days ahead?
I think we'll see a lot of floor activity as we head to that Thursday, March 23rd deadline. Bills to continue their path through the legislative session have to be heard on the floor by Thursday, and if not, they fall dormant and cannot be heard again until next year.
That's the Capitol Insider, eCapitol News Director Sean Ashley. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
KGOU and eCapitol collaborate each week on Capitol Insider. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at eCapitol and at KGOU News.